morning to all of you, brothers and sisters.
啊，感谢主的恩典，能够这一次到新加坡来学习。
We are thankful. I'm thankful to God for this learning opportunity in Singapore.
啊，并且有机会好来跟大家来啊分享有关于家庭宗教教育工作的一些内容。
And for the opportunity to share with you the work of religious education in the home.
啊，实际上我在接到这样通知的时候，心里也非常的惶恐。
In fact, when I received the notice, I was a little bit frantic.
啊，因为过去也从来没有机会啊，对中家庭的宗教教育啊，做比较有系统的啊自己的啊准备工作。
Because in the past, I never had the opportunity to come up with a systematic seminar of this nature.
啊，自己家庭过去虽然也有一些这方面的一个经验啊，但是实在是啊微不足道。
In the past, of course, I have practiced religious education in my own home, but it is to a small extent that is not worthy of mention.
啊，不过既然被安排到担任这样的一个工作，啊，也试着做了一些准备。
So since I have been asked to do this work, I got down to do preparations.
啊，盼望借着这样一段的时间来呼吁大家共同来重视这样的一个问题。
So I hope that I hope to make use of this time to make a call to all of you to work together with the church in this important area.
那小弟这一次也准备了几个题目来跟大家来介绍来分享。
And I have a few topics which I'd like to introduce to you.
啊，总共有七个主题，有啊八堂课的课程。
There are seven topics spread over eight sessions.
啊，跟大家来分享一些家庭宗教教育啊，我们啊有关于一些观念啊，或是啊一些啊圣经上的教导啊，以及我们可以在我们实际家庭当中来推动的一些实务的工作。
And through these topics, we will introduce to you a few concepts, including some practical tips on how to have religious education. In our homes.
啊，并且配合啊这啊八个啊小时的一个课程，我们也安排了啊今天这个时间的回应跟问题。
And part of this eight session, apart from these eight sessions of lecture, we have this session here to hear from you.
啊，今天最主要的一个目的啊，是借着这样的一个机会来听听大家的心声。
The main reason for this session is to hear from you your feelings regarding this area of work, religious education.
所以在今天这个时间里头，我们可以把我们在家庭宗教教育过程当中我们觉得困难的事情，或是所遭遇到的一些经验我们都可以在这边来提出来。
So what we would love to hear from you is your thoughts about religious education, your own experiences in religious education, or the problems that you have faced at home to educate your children in the Christian faith.
啊，或是我们对于我们啊在教会有关于这方面宗教教育啊，甚至到家庭宗教教育，我们有什么样子的一种建议啊，或是有什么样子的一个。祈求我们都可以在这边提出来。
Or if you have any suggestions or any requests in this area, you are most welcome to voice it out in this session.
另外，我们对于我们这个课程在往后的两天的上课里头我们所要讲员所要谈的，你有什么样的期望希望他能够特别去强调的，我们也可以今天特别来告诉我。
Or if you would like us to emphasize on any area.Over the next two Sundays, please let us know, and we will emphasize it.
啊，让我在上课讲到这一部分的时候呢，能够更加特别重视的去强调。
So that when in the course of my lesson, I will emphasize more or focus more on those areas that you have raised.
那另外，其实我们也可以，如果有今天有一过去有一些实际上大家的心得也可以来这边跟大家来分享。
Or if you have something that you would like to share with us in your past experience in educating your children, you can also share with us.
另外，我们在一楼，我们也特别为了这一次的活动，我们也有一些弟兄姐妹他们精心设计的许多的海报跟资讯。
And downstairs, we have a lot of information put up, and also a lot of posters. in the exhibition.
我们看了之后，如果对某一些信息有一些质疑的部分，或是有兴趣，希望能够更清楚的来了解，我们也都可以利用今天这样的一个机会，来请教这些找资料设计的人。
And after viewing the exhibition earlier, if you have any feedback regarding them, or you like to clarify certain areas of doubt, or you like to know more, you like us to elaborate more, you can also raise this, and we'll get the exhibition team give you what the information you need.
另外，我们在明天的下午两点到三点，我们有一个小时的讨论会的时间。
And tomorrow. 2 to 3 p.m. we have a discussion this discussion session.
另外我们在7月的21号的同样一个时间我们有这种问答的时间。
And in the same time, time slot is 2 to 3 on the 21st of July, there is a Q&A, question and answer.
我们也可以就待会我们所提出来的问题我们觉得最值得来讨论的我们可以放在明天这个时间由大家共同再来详细的来讨论。
So tomorrow, we will discuss some of the points that you raised this evening.
那另外在最后一次的问答里头，我想我们可以就我们整个课程里头所提到的，你有什么不了解的，也可以再一次的来问答。
And for the Q&A on the 21st, it will be for any points that you would like us to answer regarding the eight.Sessions of lectures.
如果时间许可的话，每一堂课的结束之前，也可以给大家发问的时间。
If time allows, I would leave a little bit of time after every lecture for questions as well.
这个是相关的课程的题目，我想我们大概也会拿到这个课程安排表。
So you would have the timetable outside with all the topics.
或是在我们的讲义当中。
And you have also the topics in the lecture notes.
盼望我们每一个人都能够从这样的课程里头来得到一些东西。
We hope that every one of us will reap something in this seminar.
最重要的，我们每一个人我相信我们既然来参加，表示我们愿意来家庭，在我们的家庭里面来推动宗教教育的工作。
And by the fact that you are participating in this seminar, it shows a willingness.That you want to bring religious education back home.
我们愿主耶稣来祝福带领我们这一次的讲习会。
We ask that the Lord Jesus guide us in this seminar.
那我们能够得到所需要的东西。
And that we will get what we need.
刚才谢执事也大致的、简单的来介绍了我们这一次活动的一个最主要的一个原因。
Deacon Xie has explained the main reason.For this seminar,
我想我们再请我们宗教教育的委员我们请志龙兄帮我们来介绍一下我们这一次整个配合我们这样的课程，我们所做的展览以及我们所期望得到的一个目标。
So now we shall discuss. We shall introduce to you some of the reasons why we are holding this seminar. Okay.And Zhongling help to interpret. In Jesus' name, I share with you how this seminar came about.
奉学圣名跟大家介绍一下这个讲习会的来源。
Early last year, both Adam Road and Telok Kurau Church independently embarked on some projects in religious education.
在去年年头的时候呢，我们的亚当堂跟嘉隆堂呢，两处教会个别的开始来。发起一些活动，有针对这个家庭的宗教的教育。
For the parents in Adam Road, you might not have received anything in this. For the teachers in Adam Road, you would know that you're on this project to come up with reading materials for parents which they could use for the children at home.
那么对于在亚当堂那边的父母亲呢，你们大概已经知道，记得你们曾经拿到这个我们所做的一个计划，就是一套的这个计划，可以让你在家里面来给孩子做的一些读经的这个读经的。
And this year we kicked off by having you going into the classes of your different children, and different classes of your children to observe how the same sermon that the preacher gave could be changed into lessons suitable for different age groups.
那么在今年应该是开学的时候，我们也知道如何我们同一个内容一个题材，比如说一个圣经的故事。在讲台上怎么被对待是怎么讲的，但是你们也看到如何将同样的题材对不同年龄的小孩要怎么讲。
So this was what was embarked at Adam Roadside.
这个就在亚当堂我们开始这样做。
At the same time, Telok Kurau Church also started to emphasize on the same thing, which is religious education at home.
那同时呢直洛古罗教会这里呢也开始来强调这个在家里的宗教教育。
So one of the things they talk about was having an exhibition.
那么当中他们所谈到的就是要举开一个展览会。
Yeah, and other forms of activities to bring religious education into the home.
还有其他的活动、其他的节目呢，
like、
来使到我们来促进我们家庭的宗教教育。
Like the starter kit which you have received.
比如说你。教堂这里信徒呢所得到的一些在家里面可以开始做宗教教育的一种一个补助的资料。
So when I personally came to know that Telok Kurau and Adam Road seems to be moving the same direction.
当我本身知道说在亚当堂跟教堂都有同样的这个意思在进行这工作的时候。
So I discussed with Brother Chung Ling, so why don't we exchange whatever we've done so we don't do double work?
然后我就跟中林弟兄谈，那我们两处教会能够联合来做这个事。
Then, when the new Singapore Coordination Board members were elected this year,
那么当今年我们新加坡联络处的新的理事会理事成员被选出来以后
，We decided that why don't we embark on something together？
那我们就决定我们来一起。来进行这个工作。
So the hard work of our Telok Kurau members that they have put in, we absorb into the SCB Education Department.
那么我们就决定说，在中国教会这里所开始的这个这些工作、展览会这些一切的活动呢，我们就把它归纳成为联络处以下的一个节目。
And the objective of this Religious Education Week.Is that number one, we kick off with some lectures.
我们的这一次这个讲机会，这个应该是说宗教教育周哈，家庭宗教教育周这个活动，就是我们先开始呢是由这个讲机会。
Yeah, as with all things, we need to start off with some information.
因为我们无论做什么事情呢，应该有一些资料，有一些。让他知道一些事情。
Secondly, it's also to facilitate parents telling us what they have encountered at home, so that it will be an interactive thing.
第二呢，我们也要趁着机会来明白这个父母亲家长在家里面所面对的一些挑战、一些问题。
So that this seminar
才成为有这种。互相交流的这种的目的。
So that this seminar will be catered to your needs.
那么使到我们的这个讲机会能够迎合大家的需要。
Not just something that the church thinks you need.
不只是说教会认为你需要这一些。
And thirdly, to open parents to the knowledge of what is happening in society.And also what is happening to the religious education scene in the church.
并且要借这机会让父母做家长的知道我们现今社会的一些社会潮流的一些冲击，并且也知道我们今天在教会里面的宗教教育的情况。
So we strongly encourage you to go through the exhibition not just once very fast, but go slowly from station to station and absorb all the materials.
那我们是鼓励大家呢，不会说匆匆忙忙就把那些展览的那些所给大家看的资料呢，很匆忙的看过去，应该是很详细的，就是花一些时间去了解去。Because
we have gathered statistics from society, what is happening to the young people?
因为我们也花一些时间去得到这一些有关我们的社会啊，新加坡社会的一些统计数字。
Not just what young people think and feel, but also what they actually do.
不单是年轻人他们的想法，甚至也知道他们在做什么。And
some of these facts are pretty shocking, and it is a revelation.
这些当中这一些资料、这些统计的数字呢，是相当让是惊人的。
And the survey that we've conducted in two churches would also show you what kind of emphasis parents have and what kind of emphasis children have.
我们在两个教会所做的这个调查之后呢，我们知道，我们的做家长的，甚至说学生做小孩的，他们认为最重要的东西是什么？
And you can actually compare yourself as a parent, your own attitude towards religious education with the survey results. That means you know where you stand, in the middle or to the right or to the left.
那你本身作为家长呢，你可以衡量一下自己啊，自己在这一些方面啊的你的观念在哪里，你的地位在哪里，是在中和的这个中庸之道呢，还是在左在右
？So this is the third objective.
那这是第三个宗旨。
The fourth objective is to suggest to you practical steps to kick off religious education at home.
第四呢，就是我们要给大家一些帮助了，一些实际的帮助，让你能够开始采取这个在家里的宗教教育。
In fact, this seminar, we have specially requested Preacher Yao to make it more practical.
那么我们特别要求姚传道给大家讲的这个内容题材呢，是比较实际性的。
And that is why he has seven topics, but there are eight sessions, eight lecture sessions.
因此他有七个题材，那么就总共有八堂的课。
Okay, two of the sessions will be on how to conduct family worship.
那么其中两堂呢是要谈到如何来开始这个家庭的带领家庭的崇拜。
So focus will be on the area.
所以着重点是在这个地方。And
we have discussion as well as Q&A.
我们同时也有讨论会和问答的时间。
Jolene, have anything to add?
Okay.
So this is the objective of this whole religious education week, which incorporates the seminar as well as the exhibition.
所以这就是我们这两个星期里面的一些我们的节目呢，就是有包括展览会那些资料，还有我们的座谈，我们这个讲习会。
Following on, we would have other activities to ensure or to help you monitor yourself to see if religious education is really started in your home.
那么这也不是在这里就告一段落，我们接下来呢还会有一些。 继续的跟进的这个工作跟节目呢，让大家能够再看看自己的进度如何。
So hopefully parents will help themselves.
希望呢
as much as the church helps you.
希望做父母做家长的能够自助，那么教会也很乐意的给你们帮助。
So I'll invite Preacher Yao back again to conduct this feedback session.
现在我们是邀请姚传道来继续。 带领这个问答跟反应的事情。
This session is to help us make the seminar more meaningful to you. So please do voice out your opinions, what you expect from this seminar, what you want us to focus more.
所以呢，大家尽量的发表意见，把你的一些问题或一些你认为说在这一个讲习会里面需要学习到什么，尽量的发表出来，那我们就能够把这个讲习会来。 迎合大家的需要。
Because this seminar must be meaningful to you.
因为这个讲学语必须要对大家有益处。
OK, 谢谢姚。
谢谢志龙弟兄啊，他跟我们介绍非常清楚我们整个活动的缘由，以及我们整个工作的一个内容，以及我们所要达到的一个目标。
We thank God, Brother Zilong has shared with you how this religious education week came about, and also the objectives that we want to achieve.
重要的就是接下来我们怎么样子从这课程的一个讨论当中，去找到我们实际上所应该所可以走的道路。
So what is more important is each and every one of us must find a way for ourselves to start off religious education in our homes.
接下来这个时间我想就要交回给我们所有的弟兄姐妹。
So now is your time.
我们现在可以来尽量对我们在对这样子的一个工作，我们有什么样的疑问，有什么样的期待，以及对我们自己家庭或是对教会对教员或是对我们将来在推动工作上里面的政策我们有什么样子的建议的，我们都可以尽量的来提出来。
So, if you have any feedback regarding the religious education system, what expectations you have for the course, or anything that you'd like to talk about as far as the teachers are concerned, or your own individual needs, please voice it out now.
如果说我们不方便发言的话，我们可以用写在纸上的哈，我们是不是有准备发言条
？If you think that you don't want to stand up and speak, you can write it on a piece of paper. Leader, can you help? And thanks.
好，我们现在就开始大家可以来自由发问问题。
So, can someone start the ball rolling?
为了帮助大家能够找到问题有个思考的方向我这边也会特别提出几个重点，让大家来试着去朝这个方向来做一个思考。
Maybe to set our minds thinking, I have a few points, a few questions for you to think about.
比如说我们刚才已经报告过，我们下面有这样的一个展览你有很多很骇人的这样子的一个数据显示在我们当中。
Like the exhibition, some of you might have had a chance to take a look. Some of the figures are quite frightening, quite scary.
我们是不是也可以从当中来找出什么样子的对策
？So can we find some kind of probable solutions?
所以我们也盼望大家在仔细看的过程当中，顺便动动脑筋为我们教会，为我们这些。事工人员来想出看看有什么好的方法可以来执行的。
Maybe you can help the church, the religious education unit, think of some solutions, some probable solutions to the problems that surface that you saw downstairs.
我首先提出第一个帮助大家思考的问题，就是我们对教会现阶段宗教教育的工作。你有什么样子的看法，还有和建议的
？The first question I have is, with regards to the present religious education work, or the present phase of religious education work in the church here, what are your views? Or do you have any suggestions?
大家可以把我的问题记住等一下我一个一个问题把它问出来大家看你要针对哪一个问题你去再进一步的来提出你的想法。
Bear this question in mind because I will read out all my questions so you can choose to respond to any of these questions.
好，因为我们在座很多年轻人所以大家应该是很习惯于这样子的一种讨论跟发问的哈。
Many of us are very young, so I believe you are used to such question and answers.
好，第二个问题，好，第二个问题。
The second question.
你认为注重孩子的信仰跟注重孩子的课业 会有什么冲突吗？啊、
Second question is, emphasis on schoolwork and emphasis on religious faith. Is there any conflict?
如果有冲，你认为有冲突的话，你的顾虑点是在哪里？你可以把它写出来。
If you think that there is conflict, what is your area of concern? You can list it down.
啊，或是我们有人可以在这当中找到一个很平衡点啊，让小孩子能够注重功课，信仰上又能够有非常好的一个追求。
Or perhaps you can find a point of balance, so the child can both be trained in his schoolwork properly, and at the same time have some religious education.
啊，或是我们在座的青年弟兄姐妹，我们过去也这样子的一个美好的体验，我们都可以跟大家来分享一下。
Or for the younger members here. Maybe in the past, when you were a student, you can share with us your experience.
好，这是第二个问题。
So this is the second question.
大家一方面动脑筋，一方面就准备举手来发言。
Just to let you know, we would like to gather as much of these questions as possible because we are not going to attempt to answer tonight. But this will help us in the next two sessions.
如果你们要看看我到，有人要回答了吗？要问问题了。
不行。听华语的哈，刚才我所讲的就是说，今天晚上我们不会解答了哈，你们所提出的问题，只是要让我们明白说再来的两个星期哈，我们要如何着重啊，要着重哪一些地方啦。
我看来考考我记住几个人的名字好了。大家有没有在思考呢？
Are you thinking?
敦馨，要不要发问一下
？Jeremy， 他快要做爸爸了。
我继续问第三个问题哈，希望不要我这样问的太多，可能你们就会越搞乱了，所以赶快一个问题就赶快有回应，这样最好了哈。
It's best that you respond whenever a question is brought up, because if I bring up too many questions, you might be confused.
啊，第三个问题。
The third question.
你最希望教会能够为你，或是为你的孩子，或为你的家庭。在有关于信仰方面提供什么样子的协助？
What do you hope the church to help you in the area of for yourself, for your children, or for your family? Yourself, your children, your family. How do you want the church to help you?Sister Linda Kim, are you around? How about sharing what you just shared downstairs? Chuan Dao 又要我点一个人，我第一个就想到你。I can't really remember. I think it's better that you say it.
I have this problem with my child. It's not a big problem. I am a very young person.
Okay, hold it first. Hold it first. 恩佳，你可以这样帮他翻译好吗？没有声音啊。恩熙，你听清楚了，等一下翻译好吗？ Okay, okay, please carry on.没有，宗教教义是有益的，因为有神在里面。Thank you, Linda. Very much appreciated. 德强好像有 You want to say something?、Anybody wants to say anything? 钟玲啊。
一个问题是我想要
In short, Brother Chong Ling is requesting some suggestions of how to make children open their mouth or to pray louder, because his three children do pray but hardly audible, even though they take the lead in prayer in words. Take care. The age group?
Teenage.
他的问题是有一些少年的，他们跟父母之间有了一些隔膜，有时候是父母亲告诉老师们，有时候是学生们告诉老师们，那如果家长一旦知道说他们的孩子对他有那种隔膜，要如何来处理，如何来处理这个问题啊。
好，我们继续把握时间，好，再多发问一些问题。那因为有些问题虽然是问出来，但是我们没有马上去回答，但是也许也并不是说一个人回答的话他就可以得到一些什么样的答案，好，所以我们每一个人都可以对所提出来的问题大家好好去思考，大家一同来找答案，那这样是最好。
So the questions that you raise will not be answered tonight, and it's best not to be answered just by one person. So if you hear of any of these problems like what is raised by Brother Tae Kiang, think about it so that you would perhaps have some good suggestions that you can offer over the next two Sundays. Help to write down the questions. I can't see you here. No. These two is okay. The future ones.
trying to form a committee to look into some sex education program or some or addressing this issue to our kids.
继续。
Can we continue?
第四个问题。
Fourth question.
啊，你觉得在你的家庭当中来推展家庭的宗教教育可行性如何？啊
What do you think of the feasibility of starting religious education in your family in the present situation?
有什么特别困难的地方吗？
Is there any difficult any special areas of difficulty?
啊，你期望教会能够啊做什么样子的协助？
How do you like the church to help you make this reality?
因为我在啊准备这样的课程的过程当中啊，我一直啊感觉到啊，就是说要做好一个家庭的宗教教育是不容易的。
As I was preparing for this seminar, I realized that it is not easy to start off a religious education.
刚才我们也听到一位姐妹她的心声哈，她对自己的儿女缺乏耐心。其实这是好像每一个父母都是这样。
We've heard from a sister just now.That she lacks patience with her own children, but it seems that this is the common phenomenon of all parents.
那我们可以有什么样子的一个想法啊，做法啊，或是我们期望啊，能够得到什么样子的协助
？So, what kind of help you like the church to help you? Perhaps you also like to hear suggestions.
我先简单做一个调查啊。
Can I just make a simple survey?
我们在这边做过儿童宗教教育教员的，请举手一下。
儿童就是哪一下？
好，我们做过教员的，好了，
okay.
我们做过教员。
All those who have been teachers before in the past also. Are you teachers?
有一半吗？
再一会
好，请放下。那啊。没有担任过宗教教育的教员的家长，你们知道要怎么样在家庭推动这样的工作吗？
Those parents who have never been religious education teachers, do you know how to execute religious education at home?
你觉得你会缺乏什么样子的一个这个技能？需要教会提供给什么样的协助？
Do you find yourself lacking in any skill?Which you hope the church can help you in?
大家可以好好的思考看看，不一定是在今天马上提出答案。如果说真的你觉得教会需要什么样子的提供什么样的协助的话，我想应该是可以随时跟教会来沟通。
Just put this question in your mind, so you may not be able to think of it now. But if you do, please just let the church know. Fifth question.
在你自己信仰的追求当中，是否有遭遇到什么瓶颈？
In your own pursuit of your faith, have you come to a bottleneck?
最困难的问题是什么？
What is your most difficult problem?
那你认为你的孩子他有什么样的瓶颈，有什么样的问题？
And in the area of RE for your children or your child, has he come to a bottleneck? What kind of problems is he facing?
那么这方面的问题呢，应该我们作为基督徒的家长啊，要在这方面要怎么样的去辅导我们的孩子。比如说总有一天我们的孩子会跟我们要手提电话，总有一天那我们要认为说他是不是达到那个年龄或者他有没有这个需要，但是呢他在他的朋友之间，他的班上，甚至在教会里面看到别人有的时候，他就是有一个压力。我们作为家长要怎么来辅导他们？
Jin Ling's question is with regards to handphones. Nowadays in Singapore, you see many young people or many children having handphones. So if our children request from us, how should we react? Especially when they are not at the age to have handphones, and if their peers have handphones, it will be a kind of peer pressure on them. So how should we counsel them?
Generally, especially in the place of Singapore, we are richer and we have less children. So in other words, now we have more
Can my dear sister-in-law interpret, please?
Can I ask for guidelines? Sorry. Being a young parent myself, I think it would be helpful if the church can help to provide guidelines such that kids from what age to what age, what kind of Bible stories can be introduced? Because reading from the Bible, things like violence is very predominant, and I do not want to introduce to a child at 2 years old Cain killed his brother because he was jealous of his brother. And you see a lot of such things, and the only thing I can probably think about is probably, Adam and Eve, they disobeyed God, and God was very upset and drove them out from the Garden of Eden. And I do not want to go through all the armies, and even the violent, I try not to even bring it up. At 2 years old, I don't think that they are ready. So perhaps just talk about, you know, love and disobedience and simple things like this. But I do not know when we can introduce other things, you know, more deeper, like perhaps violence and stuff like that. So if more mature parents, they know the psychology of kids, they could help us introduce and let us know at which age it would be suitable. That would be great. Thank you.
他的问题是说, 因为他是年轻的家长嘛, 孩子们还小, 那, 孩子们是在哪一种阶段适合哪一种的圣经故事？ 因为圣经故事，尤其是旧约圣经，有很多暴力的故事啊。 比如说该隐杀了亚伯，因为他嫉妒他弟弟。如果孩子们还那么小，只有两岁，他是说不愿意说把这种暴力的观念带进他们的脑海里了。那什么时候呢，才能够把这一些的故事带进去呢？因为现在好像很少估计可以讲。 只能够讲说亚当夏娃被逐出乐园的，就是能够讲说不听话的那些故事啊。那教会可能可以在这方面指导一下，或者是比较年长的家长哦，因为他们的孩子们已经过了这个阶段哦，能够给一些的方针啊，是这样子。丽萍 ，yes。
因为我觉得是社会的价值观跟社会的。
briefly, the question is that nowadays society advances at a faster pace than within the church. So children also seems to be more investigative. So every time when they hear a story, they'll come back and ask even more questions. So perhaps the church would need to keep pace with society, as in so that we'll be able to handle the effects of society on children.他的问题是先天跟后天的问题，因为有些孩家长们他们虽然很虔诚，可是孩子们长大以后不虔诚，那有些家长不是说很热心，可是孩子们在教会很热心，所以看起来人家会对家长的那个角色怀疑，那尤其现在心理学家能够把人的天性，不同的性格，给予一种科学的名称，那这样子呢，就几乎说，你要怎样去改它都没有用的。那我们教会要对这种看法，我们教会有如何看法？还有就是，对于这些不适当的行为，是不是就这样子说认命嘛？他生出来就是这样子，我们要怎样去对待？ 这种的观念呢？
我们 thank God that I think 99% of our Christian families, or I should say 99.5% of the Christian families, we have family problem, but they are actually, I would say, not serious problem, because normally the children will outgrow all these problems. But there are 0.5% of Christian family where they may have mortal family problem, which we don't normally talk about it because it's not edifying to talk about it in the church. So I'm not too sure whether will Preacher Yao be touching on this kind of cases, because there are such horror testimonies happening in the church, not just in Singapore. I heard all over the place we do have such cases. Okay.
When you say mortal problem, you're talking about parents' problem or children's problem?
Children
problem.
Yeah. Mortal
sin.
Mortal
sin.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yes. And what should I say? Well, I don't know whether the preacher will be touching on this kind of cases.
Okay, 请弟兄，他的问题是说，我们大致上在如果双方家长都是基督徒的话。 比较少严重的道德上的问题，可是还是有，可能是半个%，在教会的家庭里面会有一些孩子会犯死罪，不只是在这里，在世界各地都会有，那我们是否会谈到这个问题？ So Jolene's question is like, if only one of the parents is a Christian, or perhaps one of the parents is dead or divorced, how does this single believing parent bring the child up in the faith?
Regarding the seminar, I wonder whether Preacher Yao will also be touching on adult children. Adult children. I think the reference that we have been hearing mainly about kids kind of children, yeah, teenagers or younger. But adult children, religious education of adult children in relation to their aging parents at home.
To educate adults who are children, is it? Not to educate the aging parents. 我们所谓的宗教,
I think it's both ways. It's both ways. Yeah.
So aging parents also.
Yeah, aging parents, because there's always this religious thing at home between, of course, we're all talking about old parents who are Christians and likewise adult children who are Christians. Yeah.
郑弟兄哦, 他是说, okay 了, 他的意思说哦, 我们成人也是为人家长哦, 就是我们老年人可能 可能还有孩子们在中年哦，那宗教教育是不是也包括这一点呢？那我们会不会谈到这一点？ When you go outside, if you haven't picked up your lecture notes, you have both in Chinese and English. Please take a look at your notes. Tomorrow we will have lectures on four units, and then the other four will be next Sunday.
有一些是我们所提到的问题哈，里面也有稍微去提到。
Some of the contents actually do answer some of your questions.
我们都可以好事先在好好看一下，我们在讲解的过程当中。 如果有什么特别的疑问，也可以再提出来。
So read your lecture notes, because some of them talk about your questions, so that when you listen to the lecture, you'll pay attention to the lecture and to ask questions relating to it.
我们刚才很多人是提到有关于一些在家庭里面的所遭遇到的一些问题，跟我们怎么样去做一个教导。
We have raised some problems regarding children at home, and how we as parents can teach them.
当然这也都是我们家庭宗教教育里面的一环。So
this is one of...
就是一部分。
This is part and parcel of religious education at home.
不过我想我们可能也没有办法借着这样一次的大家的一个对谈或是一个就可以解决所有的问题。
Of course, we cannot solve every single problem just in one session.
但是我们可以借着大家一起来研讨有关于宗教教育的做法，跟我们怎么样真的在落实在我们的家庭里面。So
we hope that all of us will discuss together how we shall tackle these problems.
那另外有一些属于技巧的跟孩子相处的技巧方面，在坊间里头有很多这方面的这个辅导的书籍。
And with regards to techniques of how we communicate with children, we have a lot of reading materials in this area.
其实我们做家长的，我们都可以常常去看这些书籍来做一些自我的进修。
So as parents, we could read more of such materials and to equip ourselves.
这样我们就可以更了解我们的孩子。
Then we will be able to understand our children better.
并且怎么样有效的方法跟他们来沟通。
And to use more effective means to communicate with them.
有很多的东西不会在我这样的课程里面去讲，因为我本身也是外行。
Many of these things will not be mentioned in my lecture, and I myself may not be an expert in these areas.
所以我建议大家是可以把我们这种接触的这种范围更广泛，是用一些书籍或是找一些专家所发表的文章。
So read more what other people write about this topic.
也许也可以符合我们的需要。
Perhaps they can answer to our needs.
我们再看还有什么样的问题。
Anything else?
Ah, 我也盼望哈，我们大家都来思考哈，就是说你跟我们的配偶，啊，也就是跟我们的太太或是跟我们的先生，啊，我们有没有啊这样一起来讨论过啊建立家庭祭坛这样子的一个工作
？Maybe we should reflect on ourselves. Have we talked with our spouse, our spouses?About establishing a family altar.
因为这样子的一个工作必须是整个家庭的家长跟也就是太太先生这样共同来推动。
Because religious education is a joint effort between the husband and the wife, or the father and mother.
所以你们是不是有讨论过这样一些实际的做法
？So have you discussed as a couple practical steps?
并且可以两个人真的同心合意这样子 来配合来协助
and to be united in heart and mind in the same effort
如果在座的有夫妻党在这边的话回去家先讨论这个问题
if both husband and wife are here tonight go back the first thing to discuss should be this
我另外再问一个问题是我们在座还没有担任过宗教教育教员的你是否也想过你会接受宗教教育教员的训练
I have another question For those of you who have never been an RU teacher Will you receive RU training to prepare yourself as a teacher?
有想过的请举手一下
Those of you who have ever thought of this,
有想要接受这样训练的，请举手。
Please raise your hands if you have this desire. You've had this desire to be a teacher.
或是说你自己过去你从因为有我们有一些人并不是从小信主。
Some of us may not have been Christians from young.
那可能我们自己也都没有受过宗教教育这样的一个经验。
Perhaps we ourselves have not undergone religious education classes also.
所以可能有一些圣经故事我们不是很清楚。
So some of the Bible stories we might not be very clear about them.
有一些儿童诗歌我们也不会唱。
We may not be able to sing some children's songs.
所以你是不是有感觉到你有这方面的需要
？So do you find that you have a need in this area to be trained?
这个你有没有想过这个问题
？Have you thought of this？
那我们教会是不是也考虑到有这样子的需要，为这些人这些弟兄姐妹来举行这样的训练或是也怎么让他们了解到怎么样来上宗教教育的课程
？So, do you think the church has need to hold such form of training, so that non-teachers can understand how religious education classes can be conducted？
那另外我们已经在教会担任过宗教教育教员的这些老师们我们也可以回去用小班制单单对我们的孩子做这种宗教教育的上课你去试试看有什么样的差异
And perhaps those of us who have been religious education teachers maybe you can try conducting a religious education class for your own children at home and to see whether there are any differences as from conducting it in church.
你也去试着为你的孩子单独为你的孩子设计这样子的课程。
or you can design a lesson plan just for one child, that is your child.
单单教他。
Just teach him alone or her.
试试看有什么样的困难，有什么问题。
To see if there is a problem.
有没有人试过？
Have you tried it before?
好，我们赶快再花最后的几分钟，再发问一些问题，不然我们要做一个结束，因为我们是到九点钟要做一个结束。
Because we will end at 9, so only maybe one more minute.
如果你在刚才你有在这个发言条上面写什么问题的，我们请待会结束的时候叫到我们前面来。
So if you have written anything on your slips of paper, after we end, please hand them to the front.
虽然在今天这个时间，我们并没有提供很多的答案。
We have not answered any of your questions.
但是我们也听到许多家长的一个问题。
But we have heard many parents voice their problems.
其实在我们的家庭当中，一定还有更多的问题。
I believe that there are more problems in our families.
我们大家都好好来思考看看。
So let us think about them.
其实有问题不一定有解决的办法。
Of course, not all problems have a solution.
我应该是说，应该不一定我们马上能够解决了。
What I mean is there may not be an immediate solution.
但是我们总是要去找出解决的办法。
But we must find a solution.
我们刚才也听到整个对我们教会将来在宗教教育工作上面这样的一个期望。
We've also heard some hopes, some expectations. In the area of religious education work in church.
甚至我们在这一次宗教教育的讲习会之后，我们还有一些实际的活动。
And there will be some follow-up activities after this seminar.
所以我想这方面都可以提供这个主办者一个非常好的一个想法。
So all these things that you feedback to us will facilitate in our planning of our future activities.
谢执事有没有要特别针对我们刚才所提到的，特别跟我们谈一下。好，那我想我们今天就暂时到这边告一个段落。So
we shall end this evening session.
如果说还有真的有私下问题的话，你就用条子这样交出来。
If you have other questions, please write down on a piece of paper and hand it up to us.
我们现在要一起来祷告。
We shall now kneel down to pray.
我们特别求主耶稣来带领我们这一次的活动。
We ask the Lord to guide us in these 2 weeks of seminars.
能够借着这样的一个圣经的查考，或是经验的分享，让我们真的从当中来找出我们的需要。
So that through our lectures and discussions, we would be able to answer to our needs.
并且我也希望在这个过程当中，我们弟兄姐妹真的要建立一个彼此非常密切的一个关系。
And I hope that through this activity, brothers and sisters will establish a closer relationship.
因为这种工作不是我们自己可以不要自己一个人来做。
Because we should not work alone in this work.
甚至我们可以几个家庭共同大家一起勉励，大家一起来做。
In fact, a few families can gather together and encourage one another or to have joint activities.
尤其是我们有同样年龄层的这样子孩子的父母。
Especially parents with the same age group of children.
常常在一起讨论这样的一个